You're listening to SBS News.
Given the situation, I cannot deliver the mandate on which I was elected by the Conservative Party. I have therefore spoken to His Majesty the King to notify him that I am resigning as leader of the Conservative Party.
That's UK Prime Minister Liz Truss announcing her resignation after just 45 days in office. It makes her the shortest-serving Prime Minister in British history. She made the announcement outside 10 Downing Street, the official residence of the UK leader, recognising she could no longer deliver the promises she made to the British people.
I came into office at a time of great economic and international instability. Families and businesses were worried about how to pay their bills. Putin's illegal war in Ukraine threatens the security of our whole continent, and our country has been held back for too long by low economic growth. I was elected by the Conservative Party with a mandate to change this.
Ms Truss's 6 weeks in office have been tumultuous. Her economic policy of £45 billion worth of unfunded tax cuts sent financial markets plummeting and sparked an emergency intervention from the Central Bank of England. The PM's move, dubbed Trussonomics, caused her to fire her treasurer and closest political ally, Kwasi Kwarteng, and abandon almost her entire economic program in an attempt to save her political skin. This was closely followed by the resignation of the Home Secretary, Suella Braverman, who took a swipe at the Truss government's inability to honour their commitment to voters. The 24 hours preceding Truss's resignation fuelled rumours that the PM had lost control of her party. The night before her announcement, a routine vote in the House of Commons descended into chaos, with accusations of the Conservative whips bullying MPs into voting with the government on an issue of fracking. Chris Bryant, former Minister of the Opposition Labour Party, says that the incident showed that discipline among the Conservatives had crumbled.
You just see a complete and utter chaos. And in that moment of chaos, there will be individual Tory MPs who went to bed crying, "I know because they've told me so."
Questions are now swirling around what happens next. Liz Truss says she will remain in power until her successor is chosen next week. Former Treasurer Rishi Sunak, who ran against Truss in the most recent election, and Leader of the House of Commons Penny Mordaunt are two of the frontrunners. There's also been speculation of former Prime Minister Boris Johnson running again. Tobias Elwood, Chairman of the UK Commons Defence Committee, admits that regardless of the next leader, his party need to present a united front.
The rest of the world takes a huge interest in what Britain does. They like to see leadership from us, not least in what's going on in Ukraine at the moment, which could get very bumpy indeed with Putin's back against the wall. And they are just wondering what on earth is happening in this country as things unravel. We need to sort this out, not just for our own benefit, but indeed for our role on the international stage.
The 1922 Committee, made up of Conservative backbenchers, has agreed challengers will need nominations from at least 100 Conservative parliamentary members to reach the next stage of the race for leadership. This means a maximum of 3 candidates will make it to the first stage. If only one candidate meets the threshold, they will be declared the winner. Graham Brady, a senior Conservative parliamentarian who oversees the party's leadership challenges, says nominations are now open.
Nominations can be accepted either by signature or by email. We will then go on to conduct whatever ballots are necessary during the course of Monday. And when we reach 2 final candidates, we will also conduct an indicative ballot so that it is clear what the balance of preference within the parliamentary party is.
With the prospect of a third Conservative Prime Minister in just over 7 weeks, demand among the British public for a general election is growing.
Well, I think we should have had a say on who would be the next Conservative MP, or make it open it up to whether it's Conservative in the first place. But they've all done something that I think is quite wrong, that just go against what we stand for.
It's very difficult to see who's going to be the next leader. There's no obvious choice. So the Conservative Party has a big problem. I hope they solve it.
There's people in this country worrying about how to pay their fuel bills and buy food, and we haven't even got a Prime Minister now.
Leader of the Opposition, Sir Keir Starmer, says his party is ready to form a government that will stabilise the British economy and restore faith in government.
Well, what a mess. And this is not just a soap opera at the top of the Tory party. It's doing huge damage to our economy and to the reputation of our country. And the public are paying with higher prices, with higher mortgages. So we can't have a revolving door of chaos. We can't have another experiment at the top of the Tory party. There is an alternative, and that's a stable Labour government. And the public are entitled to have their say, and that's why there should be a general election.
But it may not be that simple. David Lawrence is a research fellow at Chatham House's The UK in the World initiative, studying British security and foreign policy challenges.
If you look at the incentives, your average Conservative MP would look at the polls right now and expect to lose their seat. So it's not clear to me why a Conservative backbencher in the current climate would vote for a general election. And that is the only mechanism by which it would happen, because constitutionally we don't need to have one for another year and a half or so. And the size of the Conservative majority means that that it's going to be very hard for Parliament to force it unless Conservative MPs believe it is in their interests.
The Conservative Party are left scrambling to appoint a new leader that will rebuild the British economy, as a harsh winter of soaring energy bills for the British people looms large. Brooke Young, SBS News.